you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how avoiding something makes it feel so much worse. Now, you might already notice this. You might already be delaying something and have all of these judgment thoughts about you, how you should have already done it, how you're not getting to it, how you're never going to do it, like all of these thoughts that come up with that. And today we're going to be talking about exactly what your brain is avoiding in the first place. And that's feeling the negative emotion that it would take to feel to get the thing done. So I want you to think about that thing that you're not doing, the thing that you've been telling yourself you should be doing. I want you to think about that thing. And then I want you to think about how it would feel if you did it. So it might feel very uncomfortable. There might be some fear. There might be some discomfort. There might be some disappointment. There might be all sorts of emotions that could come up when you think about sitting down and doing this thing. So this is why your brain doesn't want to do the thing, because it doesn't want to feel that uncomfortable emotion. Now, I want you to think about what happens if you delay this out 2 weeks and then you decide to do it. Will you still feel that negative emotion? Chances are you probably will. So let's say that you're going to want to film a video. And you might feel fear when you think about filming that video. So let's say that you do it 2 weeks from now. When you start to film that video, you will probably still feel fear. So your brain's trying to avoid this fear by having you wait, having you delay, having you not do it. But the fear when you film the video is still there. And so I want you to think about what happens. Like, let's say you did it today, you would feel the fear and then it would be over. Let's say you did it 2 weeks from now. You would continue to create this cycle of, like, I should be doing this thing. I'm not doing this thing, feeling bad about not doing the thing, creating more fear around doing the thing. And then when you sit down to do the thing, you have the fear. So, what ends up happening is we create so much more discomfort by avoiding the thing because there's the fear when we film the video, but then there's all these uncomfortable emotions from not doing it. So, we just prolong and we just add to the discomfort. Now, I want you to think about what would happen if you chose to be uncomfortable on purpose. Then you could do the uncomfortable thing. You could feel uncomfortable, but you wouldn't add in all these extra layers. And I want you to think about how you might feel after you get it done. You might feel very proud of yourself. You might feel relaxed. You might feel relieved. You might feel more confident. And then from there, noticing how you get to feel better. But when we avoid the thing, repeatedly over long periods of time, we have so much more negative emotion that we get to experience than when we do the thing. It is uncomfortable, but then after that, we feel so much better. So it can be as simple as just talking to your brain in a way that has it feel more comfortable. Like, I know that you're scared to do this video, but it's going to be okay because all I have to do is I just have to hit record. I just have to start talking. If I mess up, I can edit it. If I don't like it, I can delete it. But I can just start and take this one step, even while I'm feeling uncomfortable, even while I'm feeling nervous, even while I'm feeling fear. And then I can assess what I want to do after that. But when we don't do the video, when we don't feel the fear, when we try to avoid the fear, what ends up happening is we just create more fear around the thing. And then we create this judgment. And then we create this guilt or maybe shame, and then we just feel terrible about the whole thing. So the brain is trying to avoid discomfort, but when it's trying to do that, it ends up actually creating so much more. So then it's you kind of walking yourself through doing the uncomfortable thing in this, like, kind and compassionate and understanding way so that you can take that action, feel uncomfortable, and then feel so much better. We all know it takes taking action to actually achieve our goals. But what some of us don't know is how to actually get ourselves to do that, especially when our brain is trying to avoid something, when it doesn't want to do it, when we just keep starting and stopping and we don't understand why. You're going to want to get access to this video. This video is going to cover exactly why you aren't taking action, but also what to do about it. Like, what solutions can I use to help my brain actually want to take more action instead of just avoid it? So if you're ready for that, go to successbykayla.com to sign up and get instant access to the Why You Aren't Taking Action video.